Tony
and Terrence,
the podcast.
Gonna miss you.
Miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right? Cole, tell them the difference.
Love has four letters, and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until you get the drop.
What's going on? We got a new sound,
babe.
I'm excited, yo. We talking into these mics.
Right.
We got a whole like table set up for those of you who can see us on the video. What's up?
This sounds so great.
Really? Oh, I should put my headphones on.
That's really up to you.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. But we're going to take a commercial break and you can just put them on whenever you want to. Wow. Where do I even begin? Shout out to Miracle for the donation.
Yep, that's my best friend, y'all. She
is not going to let us forget it. Shout out to the donation that you gave to us for this laptop, and shout out to April.
Yep.
You two are just straight amazing. Without you two, we probably wouldn't have this equipment right now.
No, probably sometime next year.
Sometime next year, but we got it. We got it.
I just want to sing. This is a mic.
Right. You know here. What I'm saying? I just want to let's do something.
What?
The Sparrow. I don't.
That.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
What was? I don't know.
You just the Sparrow. That's not even how the song starts.
And I sing.
Why you sing?
Because
what?
I'm happy.
Oh, you better run with it. Cut. But if you guys can't tell, we're like really excited.
We're pressed.
We are.
Press.
Tony and Terrence need press.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm glad you did that because I did.
You ain't have nothing else.
I didn't. Oh, do not. Do not start that way. You guys have to excuse us. We're excited for this new sound.
Are.
This is really dope, and I know you all are going to love it. It's going to sound better in your earphones or your car, wherever that you decide to play it. We trying to move on up.
Right. We could sit here and blab about this all day.
But
let's get into this episode 94, y'all.
Uh-huh.
How many more episodes until episode 100?
Just six more episodes.
More episodes until we get to 100, guys. We're really pressed. We're recording this on Sunday, so I want to say, you know, yesterday, which was Saturday, was our one-year mark for the Tony and Terrence first live show.
Wow.
So we've reached a milestone, a year mark since the live show, and we definitely are looking forward to doing another one.
Wow.
How do you feel? Like our growth from last year to this year has been pretty amazing to me.
First and foremost, I just want to shout out me and you, because we really could have let that stop us, slow us down some, but I appreciate our determination to not give up after that show. And a lot of you are talking, well, what are y'all talking about giving up? Da, 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 da. We were expecting the whole entire audience.
Yeah, we were.
We was expecting seats to be filled, but to the 19 people that were there, excluding us. Thank you
so much. We definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate even those that weren't there who still thought of us, sent us messages, told us that they couldn't make it, but still had us in mind. Thank you so much, because that means a lot as well.
And thank you to all the people who we knew weren't coming, but
we still invited you.
But
you
we
know,
still invited you
well, everybody said, was invited.
You
but
was like, "Oh, we're so sorry, we missed it. We knew you weren't coming."
We know.
You know. Thank you, though. Thank you. So what else happened this weekend?
What happened this weekend? Let me think. I was in the house all weekend.
No, you weren't.
What did I do then?
We did something Friday, or did you want to wait to talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Right, how are you going to forget? She planned it,
I'm
y'all.
I'm thinking about Saturday and stuff.
What did...
Saturday, we were in the house all day. Oh, you had to go to work.
Oh, my God. I'm upset now.
We'll talk about Friday during our topic because we're talking about Halloween this week, guys.
So, I definitely had to work. And I'm upset again. I had to cancel a lot. Well, I didn't have anything planned to cancel. But I had to put off my haircut for another week or another few
days.
Baby
boy, looking a little rough.
Y'all pray for me and my hair. And, you know, I'm woofing it right now, but... You know, it's gonna get cut this week, guaranteed.
And he gonna be looking like a snack again.
Yes, I don't even want to get into the specifics of work. I'm just going to say I had to work and I was off, and yeah, we just
you kind of look like leftovers right now.
I look like leftovers.
Those leftovers that nobody want. Just kidding.
Wow.
Joking. Totally joking. You're still irresistible.
Wow.
Love you.
Wow.
Just kidding.
You're not kidding. You know the saying.
Just as long as you don't say anything.
Joking is 70% actual truth. I will say that until my end of days.
Well, I believe that every time you say just joking.
No.
Right.
But you know. No. I'd just be like straight up joking.
And you know I was just straight up joking.
No, you wasn't, because you wasn't saying this. You wanted to say this as we started recording.
I just wanted the people to laugh, dang.
You're showing off at my expense. I didn't ask you to do all of that. I didn't make fun of you this episode.
Fidel, play the crickets.
Oh, and if he does, he's far. You're going to be far, okay?
I'm not far.
Far.
You sound like somebody from Robinson County.
Oh, let me go back to Cumberland. So, yes, I
please,
would
yeah,
like
do not,
to...
Please. Please.
And then on Sunday, of course, we had
a good
word. We
went to church.
Word.
Oh, yeah. Church was good today. Church is always good.
Always.
Ever since Terrence and I really started getting into the word, because we do the word after the word at our church. And ever since we've been given that task, like we actually listen to the word, we take notes, and it's really easier to understand when you actually listen. A lot of times before, you know, before we actually did the word after the word, I would be like, man, I don't even know what was talked about. I don't know how to apply this word to my life. But now, you know, that we're older and we're growing, we're adults and we're experiencing more in our lives, the word really makes sense.
Definitely.
So we definitely enjoy church way more. I enjoyed church when I was younger, but then, you know, I got to a point where I was just like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But now it's really great. I love church.
With me in church, I had to, because I didn't understand the stories. I didn't understand where they were coming from. So I had to look at it as a motivational speech. And then, you know, later on, hopefully everything will click. Mm-hmm. But today, it clicked today. We're going to be reposting our The Word After The Word. And
right.
So you all will understand.
And if you haven't already, check us out on Facebook Live at our church page, on our church page, Heaven Bound New Vision Church, because we do more than just the podcast, guys. So
right.
We're trying to get support in all areas.
We're trying to get into everything. We're trying to make everything an income, because mm-hmm. who wants to rely on just one income?
Right. Well, even though we're not getting paid.
Let me stop. Like I'm
right.
Only
like
got
we
one,
get in.
I only got one piece of income coming
you're
in.
Right. And I ain't got none. You feel me?
Y'all, we still
food stamps.
We still regular and degular. I wish I can get some food stamps.
I mean, I got them, so you got them.
And that's what teamwork is for.
That's it. That's right. That's baby, really if I eat, you eat.
Because she keeps the fridge stocked. And when she's not here, you can obviously tell. You can obviously tell that I really.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
It is.
All right, let's get into.
we're going to jump straight into it. It is tea time. Darlings.
All right.
Ooh, I'm going to be a choir director one day.
We going to see.
Okay, so I wanted to.
All right, Kanye. All right.
We're going to get into that. But I wanted to start off with this culture topic. I wanted to know your opinion about it and how you felt. I can't really have an opinion in it, but I want to hear yours.
Okay.
Okay, so earlier this week or last week, Always will begin and always is the female product. Always will remove the feminine symbols because not everyone who has a period identifies as females. The decision comes after transgender activists criticized the company for including the feminine Venus symbol on its packaging. The company has stated, "Our mission remains to ensure that no girl loses confidence at puberty because of her gender or period." I would love, love to hear what you have to say about. I have an off-air opinion. I won't say it on air, but I do have an off-air, but I want to hear yours since you are.
I think my opinion is supposed to be off-air too because everybody's so sensitive.
No. You have an opinion in this
because I'm a female.
You're a female. Biologically, you identify as it, so you have an opinion. I've seen multiple women on my timeline, on my feed, stating, this is getting out of hand. All right. Do you feel about it?
So I do feel, I don't really have like a certain feeling for it, but I guess I have an opinion. Mm-hmm. So genetically,
okay,
females have periods. If you identify as something else, yeah, but still biologically, you know, mm-hmm, you're a female. I don't know if you,
you got to tiptoe around it.
Yeah, you got to tiptoe around it. It's just like, I care, but it's just like, I don't care. Let me just say it. I don't care.
You don't care.
It is getting out of hand. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, everything's just going to be this way now. And it's hard to,
right,
like, care because, mm-hmm, it's just like, okay, this is the world now.
Right.
And for someone to criticize a brand that is for females because females are the ones that have periods. Correct. I mean, how are you going to criticize a brand for having a female symbol on it? Yeah, not everyone identifies as female. So, I mean, but females have periods. Like, you know.
At the end of the day.
And yeah, it is getting out of hand and I'm just really over it, honestly. When I saw that, I just kind of like, I read it and I was like, ain't no point in getting worked up about it.
Right. Okay. I wanted to know that opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know the off-air opinion. So I may ask, I may not, depending on my care level. I'm not going to ask.
You don't care either.
I don't. Then, you know, there's nothing to really. I mean, pretty soon they're going to be like, hey, why are you making condoms? I don't identify. Okay, never mind.
Right.
Right.
True.
Right.
See? See? It's just like, it's crazy. Nothing makes sense anymore.
That's
why I know the world's about to end. God's coming.
Yo.
That's my off-air opinion. I said it.
God is coming, and we're going to leave it at that on that topic. Also, earlier this week, fans jumped down Cardi B's throat for claiming she paved the way for today's female rappers on Tidal's Rap Radar podcast.
Not Cardi B feeling herself.
But she did clarify her comments on Twitter.
Okay.
She said, "I didn't say I paved the way for females, but I definitely gave the hood and women hope."
Oh, I did. I sent that to you. Yeah, I remember.
You sure did. Yeah, and that's why I had to put it on there. Nick Cuz.
You see, she ain't used the N-I-G-G-A. Right.
So Nick Cuz wasn't collabing with female rappers. Labels were signing female rappers and putting them on a shelf and not focusing on them, not giving them proper attention. It seems like it was impossible for it to be more than one female rapper. These male rappers were not, I'm reading straight from her tweet, so please give
me
a break.
Don't do Cardi like that.
Okay, so these male rappers were not even taking money from female rappers for a feature because it seemed far-fetched for another woman to make it. I see so many male artists collabing with females now, even some that are not mainstream, because I know they don't want to miss out on the opportunity in case they make it, because trust and believe, a lot of Nick Cuz, I ask for features from when they see me, they tell me I should have believed. So, you know, that's basically what she was saying in a nutshell. I'm not going to read every single tweet that she had about this opinion. So, in a sense,
She was right. You know, female rappers weren't getting a lot of attention.
In a sense.
And it just so happened that when she came out, they were. They started getting more recognition. I'm not saying that she you know, did something to make a difference in that. You know, but hey, she just came along at the right time.
All I'm going to say, and this is no shot, no shade at Nicki Minaj, but when she was out, she was literally the only female, it seemed like, for a long time. And it was just like, where is the variety in female rappers? And of course, there's a whole bunch of backstories that Nicki was trying to stop bags and all this other stuff. But
do you believe that?
Multiple people say it.
Okay. I believed it too.
Multiple people have said it. So, and it's not even the people that are like literally against her. It's been a few people not even attached to her that have said, you know, she's stopping a couple bags or whatever, that she just wanted to be the queen and the only one. And I've heard that from multiple people.
Maybe she was the problem.
Now when Cardi B came onto the scene, Bodak Yellow blew up, she dropped Invasion of Privacies. Now you have Tierra Whack. Now you have Rico Nasty. And you have
Megan Thee Stallion.
How dare I forget you, Meg. But now you have these plethora of other female...
I had to name her.
You're absolutely right, because she's my favorite female artist. So, my bad, Rhapsody. We took a picture with her. But, all of these other artists, and Rhapsody's been out for a while, but now she's just getting that respect and that that she deserves. So we can call it a coincidence that when Cardi B dropped, everybody else became mainstream with the Sweetie, whatever.
But Cardi B, no, you did not do that.
No, but as far as paving the way, we have to thank the MC Lights, we have to thank the Queen Latifahs, we have to thank the Salt and Peppers, and you know, so if she probably put them like, okay, now we should start paying more attention. What
Yellow
else?
Yellow Brick Road was already painted, baby girl. So, you just walked on it.
Right. So now that Nicki took that break and Cardi came out and, you know, now it's blowing up and I love it now. So I'll give you partial credit for that. Partial.
I ain't giving you none.
I'll give her partial. just a little
you
bit.
You just came out at the right time.
Yeah. At the end of the day. So.
All right, Kanye West released his gospel album titled Jesus Is King,
go ahead.
Terrence and I said we weren't going to check it out, but this morning we actually did on our way to church.
This is the funny thing about that. We were all talking about it, knowing that I did have something that I could, Spotify that we could have listened to. And we were just like, yeah, so I don't know if I want to listen to it.
Right, we were so indecisive.
And
Terrence said, you know, don't let it basically vex your spirit before church.
And I said, y'all pray, pray.
So we checked it out. And the beats were nice, but don't ask me to quote any words because I don't know. I mentioned in episode 92 about, you know, Kanye when he did the Sunday service at Howard.
Right.
I talked about, you know, I was like, I'm all for Kanye giving thanks to God, singing for the Lord.
Exactly.
But, and this is going to be an opinion that I stand on for however long Kanye's doing this gospel thing. If he's doing it for a trend, then shame on him. And God is the only one who knows if he's real or not.
Yeah.
That's really all I have to say about it, because I don't feel like we can be ones to judge and determine whether or not he's real about it, unless he came out and told us directly, you know, I'm doing this for a trend, which I hope he wouldn't say, but you never know with Kanye.
But you know what, a lot of artists, when they're dropping something, they make all of this fuss, they make all of this noise, and then we're like, oh, somebody must be dropping an album or something, because J. Cole will get on Twitter. Tweet, and we'd be like, he's up to something, what is he doing? And that's what Kanye has been doing lately, and, you know, I haven't been feeling good about it, and,
I'm not pressed about it either, but like I said, God knows if it's real or not, and if it's a trend, Kanye,
and the funny
God
thing
gonna
about
deal with
this,
you, buddy.
The funny thing about this, when I press play on the first song every hour, I was like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Because the first song starts off as a gospel or, you know, a
gospel theme.
Gospel
theme.
That's
what we're going to say.
Perfect. And so I'm like, all right, boom. So then we get into the second song, the third song, fourth, fifth, sixth, and it's just.
I kind of just stopped listening.
Our energy, it was it. In the car, we were in the car, and it was just like, okay. And we didn't even make it through the entire, we probably had one or two, maybe three songs left. and it just did not feel right. After I stopped it, I had to play Brighter Day by Kirk Franklin.
He did.
I was like, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it
and
either.
And I even tweeted.
The whole car wasn't.
And I even tweeted, I was like, oh, I can't bring myself to listen to it. And when I finally did, I'm...
You know, wished you wouldn't have. Wasted your time, basically.
I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I popped Brighter Day, energy started coming back. Energy was coming back. And then by the time we hit the church grounds,
we was ready.
Ready. Okay. Now, I'm not taking anything away, Kanye. You're still a production genius. But as far as a gospel album, this ain't it, homie. This is an album that you talk about God. I know gospel, and this ain't it. But that is my opinion. That is our opinion. Right. And if you have anything else on the matter, we can get into it.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about this tweet that I saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. The tweet, you know, it was some lyrics that was said to come from Kanye's album. Those lyrics, and I quote, are, B, you better praise God or I'ma shoot. That's on God. I ain't playing about my Lord and Savior. I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this K. And I thought this was hilarious. And it wasn't until this morning that I found out that those lyrics actually weren't from Jesus is the King album. Right. But I thought it was like so funny. Because I was like, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Come on now, Kanye. You know better than this. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that it wasn't. But I should have done my research when I saw it on Twitter, when I first saw it. But it was still funny.
Right. So, I guess to the people praising this, because I seen a tweet. It was like, can a gospel album slap? And it was just like, you've obviously never heard an actual gospel album.
And like I said, but we aren't ones to judge what a gospel album is. It's new age gospel. And you know, this generation, like, their taste in music is way different from ours. Mm-hmm. Like, they like some silly stuff, mm-hmm. in our opinion.
Right.
But, I mean, who's not to say it might slap to the white people. You know, they love Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got something else for culture?
That's pretty much it. just talking about this whole Jesus is King and Kanye and his mission is just, you know, my energy level is like blah. That's when it comes to that.
He control you like that?
No, what I mean, like, you know, not like that.
Yeah, the whole topic is blah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's a touchy one. It's a touchy one for me, at least. Oh. So yeah, that's it for culture topics. I mean, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're about to take a quick break and we'll be back with our main topic.
Peace. It was a dark and stormy night. And two people were going into the woods.
They weren't black.
They were black in my story.
Oh, they dumb. Must be Kanye friends.
And so, what?
Just kidding.
So if you haven't figured out by now, this is our Halloween episode.
Dumb. But we are back.
We definitely are back. Oh, wait. We got to do it.
Right.
We are back. All right. So the main topic today, of course, the Halloween episode.
Halloween. H-A-L-L-O-W-E-D. Dang, forget it. I was trying to be Meg.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Halloween episode, guys. You know, Halloween is this Thursday, October the 31st. Wow, it's already the end of October. This is the last week in October. This year has flown by.
There are less than 65 days left in the year, the decade.
And
in
the last 3 months of the year, October, November, December, is all holidays. You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, and then New Year. Yeah. 2020, wow.
I dare y'all to blink 10 times and watch.
Year going to be over.
And watch. It'll be December 31st, and we're going to be celebrating and going into a new decade. 2020 just sounds like money, but...
It do. I just hope it's full of blessings and fulfilled promises from the Lord.
The Lord. And we are going to be talking about our favorite Halloween movies / scary movies,
mm-hmm.
Our favorite memories when we were growing up,
some things that we wish to do with Mason because we have a child now, and we, you know, we still like to do stuff with our son.
So as we had mentioned earlier, we did something on Friday, which was all Tony's idea, and I'm going to let her talk about it.
So this past Friday, we took Mason to Botanical Gardens. Okay, if you don't know, that's the Botanical Gardens here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's probably Botanical Gardens everywhere.
Maybe not.
But this one, of course, for Halloween, it was Botanical Gardens. And they had this whole setup, you know, for the youth, the trick-or-treaters and stuff. And you had, like, different candy stops, different activities. They had a hayride. They had, like, a... they had a scavenger hunt, a pumpkin scavenger hunt, activities inside for the kids, and it was really fun. Mason had a great time. He really enjoyed himself, and that made me happy.
I enjoyed myself. I thought I was a kid.
Right. It was fun. And I went on my first hayride. I never did that before. Ooh. And I'm 26 years old.
That's okay. I don't think a lot of people have gone on hayrides. But yes, I lost my hayride virginity, as we were saying at the the garden. I lost mine in elementary school, so you know I started a little young.
Yeah, men always do.
But it was it was years since that. So I am so glad we got to experience that as a family.
Yeah, after we left Botanical Gardens, they also had an event downtown. You know, it was Fourth Friday.
Ooh.
Fourth Friday downtown, so it was a Halloween. It was actually, what was it called? Zombie Walk.
The Zombie
Walk. That was fun, too. Now,
If I don't
give white people credit for nothing, I'm going to give them credit for Halloween. Because they go all out for Halloween. They dress up. They really do it up for Halloween.
So, publicly, we do not have any problematic white people that will show up in blackface. So shout out to you, Fayetteville Whites.
I wish I would have seen that.
Shout out to you, Fayetteville Whites. But the costumes that we did see, we saw, of course, a whole bunch of clowns. We saw my two favorite people, Freddie and Michael. That was
really
dope.
I gotta send you those pictures, matter of fact.
And y'all, I was
cheesing. You really do love them.
I really.
Then they kill you.
And then you're going to be a single mom, and then
they're going to kill me too.
They won't kill you. They don't usually kill black people. So, well, that's because we're not in the movies, Hollywood.
But they killed, what's the name on Freddy versus Jason? Kelly Rowland.
They did. I didn't think you were going to say that.
Wait, did she die? Yeah, she did die.
Jason smacked her into that tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Kelly.
I didn't think you knew about that part, so I was going to let it slide.
I like Freddy versus Jason. Okay. All right, Halloween movies. We got a few favorites.
I do. We want to hit back and forth?
Yeah, go ahead.
First one on my list, my all-time favorite scary Halloween, whatever you want to call it, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't have an all-time favorite, so mine are not in any particular
order. It's just something, it fascinates me that he attacks people in their dreams. And when you don't get sleep, you start to hallucinate. So you don't know if you're up, you don't know if you're asleep or anything like that. And he'll just come and murk you. And I think that's the scariest thing, to attack people while they're asleep or they don't know if they're sleeping or not.
That's scary.
I fell in love with him at a very early age. Of course, I was terrified. But as I grew older, I was like, okay, this is actually not bad. Like, he really don't care whether, you know, you up, you sleep. He'll come and get you regardless.
Yeah. No respect. Like, don't bother me when I'm sleeping.
Exactly. Do not mess with me while I'm asleep, because I'm asleep. I'm like, well, go ahead, Freddie, because I'm sleepy. I don't feel like dealing with you right now. Come on, what you want? But he lives off of fear, so I don't think he would have killed me if I wasn't scared.
Right.
After a while, so that's Nightmare on Elm Street, definitely for me.
Oh, I have Nightmare on Elm on my list too. I do like that movie because Freddie is a savage. She doesn't care. I also like the Scream movies. They're kind of corny, cheesy to me, mm-hmm. but they're funny. They're funny, scary.
I was going to put that on my list, but I was just like...
they're funny, scary to me.
Right. It was a good movie, though. Definitely a good mystery to find out who was this guy murking everybody.
Right, right.
And this was... You was awake.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he really had a vengeance. Like, I'm coming to kill y'all specifically.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love the Halloweens. There's no particular one that I love the most, but those movies, they're thrillers. I love them.
All 35 Halloweens.
Right, it's a lot of them.
featuring Michael Myers.
Myers again, is just scary, period. Like, he's tall and...
Tall, just, strong.
Yeah.
And he's also one of those that don't care about
anything. And always comes back to life.
Somehow, some way. The last Halloween that we seen last year, Jamie Lee Curtis, her character... got him into the basement, lit the basement on fire.
And there's another one coming out.
That's what I love that though. Yeah. I don't know why. It's, and then when he puts on the mask, he just becomes unstoppable. Mm-hmm.
Unstoppable. Because without it, it's like he's in that bad mental state because he's always in that mental hospital.
But he didn't have it.
At the beginning of the movie, he was on his way to get it.
He was murking people.
Yeah, he said, I'm gonna get my mask.
He murked that whole bus. I'm sorry if no one has seen, spoiler alert. Right, if no one has seen the most recent Halloweens, he murked them people on the bus. All right. And then he came to find who he needed to find, found it, but he still lost. But now he came back again. So I will definitely be watching that. How about you?
Yeah, I definitely.
Definitely will be. Next on my list, Friday the 13th. Another person who just don't... Now, this is a person who...
Who's on Friday the 13th?
Jason Voorhees. I don't know if I did the sound right.
But I'm weak.
This is why I wouldn't really F with him, or at least have sex in nowhere near Camp Crystal Lake.
He always getting somebody when they having sex.
But do you know the origin behind that, though?
I don't know.
He was drowning while his camp counselors were having sex.
That was in Freddy versus Jason, the flashback.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have seen the earlier ones, obviously he drowned. His camp counselors was having sex. He was screaming for help. And it was just like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this before I even thinking about saving any kind of kids. So now when people are having sex in his campground, Camp Crystal Lake, he's like, oh, no, you don't. And I'm going to get you assed out. And I'm going to get y'all butt naked. Right. I'm going to kill y'all.
Just disrespect.
Or they get that. They finish and they get that climax. And then he come and kill him. I'll let you get it. That is true. And he don't care. That's what I love about him. And then for them to bring Freddy and Jason together for Freddy versus Jason... You would have thought I was a nerd. It was just everything. It was just everything to me. People might not like it now, but I loved it.
When I was younger, me and my sisters used to always watch the Chucky movies because we had a lot of them on VHS.
Right.
And I loved them. Wasn't there a recent Chucky movie that came out?
Yep, a reboot.
I didn't check that out, but because I'm not as into it as I used to be, but I definitely used to be a Chucky fan. I said just the other day, if I was to be somebody scary, I would... probably want to be Chucky's bride.
Dope.
Because she was savage. She was a boss. You ever seen Chucky's
bride?
That's
when it started to get the 2000s.
Yeah, that was the last one I've seen.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did love the Chucky, the child's play.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know. I used to always wonder,
why they can't kill this doll?
Right.
He's somebody else that just comes back to life. Is that amazingly. Was the scary, that's the scary theme, huh?
That really, yeah, I guess that's what we really like. Next on my list, I have Candyman.
We have to watch because I can't remember that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I remember parts of it. But the most infamous thing that came from that movie is do not go into a dark room and say his name, three, five times?
Three.
Don't do it.
I won't say his name once.
Candyman.
See?
All right, that's going to be it. And then...
You can stay here by yourself tonight.
Well, where you gonna go?
I'm gonna shoot.
You gonna stay here right with me? You gonna spoon me in case I'm afraid. But I really love I haven't seen it in a while. We do have to watch that.
Yeah.
But I do remember liking it. And we just have to find time when Mason isn't around.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that when he sees a black man.
Oh yeah.
With a hook at the end of his arm. It might not end well for his dreams. So,
yeah. And you're going to be the one. He's going to be like, Mommy, watch.
Right. Yelling across the hall. The more happier Halloween movies, although it is now played out to the entire extreme, thanks to ABC Family, but Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Back when it was original, and then they only played it one time a year.
I loved it then.
One time a year. Now, it'd be dead.
It used to be a whole like treat. Like, exactly. Hocus Pocus coming on, you would not want to miss it because you know you got the, what is it, the 13 days of Halloween?
The 13 days. Right.
And you're like, oh, I can't wait till Hocus Pocus come on.
Because you knew it was coming right. on ABC Family or the Disney Channel. I just thought that was one of the greatest Halloween movies ever.
Yeah.
So now, thanks to ABC Family, you kind of took the nostalgia out of it because you'll play it in March, you'll play it in July, and then maybe you might play it during Christmas. But needless to say, Hocus Pocus, you still have a small place in my heart. I haven't watched it in a while. Because I don't have cable, and that's a choice to not have that. So mm-hmm. maybe
ew, cable.
Right. So maybe I will appreciate it next year or the year after that. But I don't know. So next on my list as far as kid friendly, Casper.
Dang, can I go?
Oh, I forgot.
He on this show by himself.
I mean, go ahead.
Go ahead. You said Casper, the friendly ghost.
Go ahead.
What about him?
Go ahead. I just like him. Go ahead.
Two movies. These are the last ones on my list. Okay, Terrence.
OMG.
They were Disney Channel movies, but there's actually three. I just thought of another one. They're not scary, but, you know, of course, when we were younger, they were, like, kind of thrilling to watch. Mm-hmm. Halloween Town, only the first one. After that, you know, why do people always do that? Well, some Halloween movies are really good after the first one, like Halloween and Chucky.
Oh, okay, stuff like, yeah, okay.
But Halloween Town, no, I just really love the first one. And Twitches. Twitches is with Tia and Tamera. I like Twitches. I love the first one. Twitches 2 was okay. I give it up. It was okay. It's not unbearable. I also just remembered one I used to watch, The Haunted Mansion.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
That one was a funny. That was funny.
That was a funny Halloween movie. That was a good one. As far as Halloween Town, you can pull my card for that one.
I mean,
and as far as
everybody don't like it,
and Twitches,
I completely forgot about Casper.
The only reason why I remember Twitches is because of Tia and Tamera. I don't remember too much of it. I would be down to watch it again.
But, I like Twitches. That was me and Aima's movie.
Oh, was y'all doing the
go Twitches? Go Twitches.
That's what they did?
At the end, after they defeated the scary person.
Oh, okay. So,
it's a cute movie. It's cute Halloween.
Okay, so they were twin witches.
Yeah. You get it? Twitches.
I got that part. But I was just trying to understand the basis of the movie. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's a storyline. It's just...
The last time I watched Twitches was when it was Disney Original Channel, mm-hmm. like at 8 o'clock and all of
right.
that.
Right.
But I would definitely be open to watching it. And now, since you speak so highly of Halloween Town, I would definitely watch that because a lot of movies and shows that you are trying to get me to watch end up being some of the best shows or movies ever, i.e. Modern Family.
Oh, right? It took me forever. It took you forever to finally watch it.
Ooh, let's watch Modern Family. I mean, I guess. Okay. So... That was definitely, I definitely will check out those two movies if they ever, ever come on. Let's get into...
You're going to get Disney Plus, right?
Definitely.
It'll be on there.
Definitely.
Most likely.
I'm going broke over Disney Plus. I want to just hit these. These are the kind of scary movies or Halloween movies that I stay away from. The Conjuring, Annabelle, The Nun.
About those.
All of that spirit stuff or based on a true story, I can't.
Paranormal Activity?
Now, the first one, I think it's the first two I enjoy.
Insidious? We've seen Insidious together, I think.
That was scared.
I forgot those movies.
Right. It was one scene in Insidious. I was like, oh my God. Ooh, but yeah, all that spirit stuff, I don't really F with like that.
A funny, creepy movie that I actually watched last week was The Visit. Now, that is a funny movie. It's not scary, but it's like you've got your moments where you're like, what? Like you're jumping mm-hmm. a little bit. But it's really funny. It is so funny.
Wow.
I finally watched that.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's on 123movies.com.
Let's not tell them what kind of website that is. Have you ever seen The Orphan Would they adopt a grown-ass yes. girl mm-hmm. or something like that? Yeah. They're trying to kill her.
I've seen that.
I had read something that that actually happened. Well, not actually happened, but they were claiming that they adopted a grown person trying to kill
them. Oh, I was about to say, wasn't that based off a true story? Was it? I might be lying.
You know, all of these scary stuff that's based off a true story always involve white people staying in the house. They know they ain't got no business staying mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, like Amityville Horror. And it's just, once y'all see a sign, get out. Because right. the second a black person hears
white
something.
White people love to go exploring.
And that's the thing. And that's what we should have did. The differences between black people and white people in scary movies.
Although white people always trip and fall.
Always.
Always going upstairs. When you get up to the very top, what's going to happen? You're going to have to come back down or jump out of a window.
Plain and simple. What else? If there was a horror film with black people besides, of course, the Get Out and the Us. If it was really made like a parody, the movie would be over in 2 seconds.
True. Okay.
So the second that they hear a noise, what's that? We gotta go. A funny scary movie that I enjoy, of course, is Scary Movie. Scary Movie 2. Mm-hmm. Haunted House with Marlon Wayans, and you remember Afion Crockett came to.
Yeah. What was the name of that?
Haunted Mansion, Haunted House, or it was a parody, of course.
I remember it right. though.
But that was hilarious to me. So, yeah. I really enjoyed that. But needless to say, black people
white people listen to black people when it comes to scary situations.
Move.
Get out.
Don't open that door. Why did you do that? And then they always like, "Hello?" Hello. Like,
right,
like
no. the ghost or something. Right, it's going to say something back. And then when it do what you going to do?
They going to stay in the house longer.
Knowing good and well, you're supposed to be the only one in the house. You say hello. And you hear something. Come on.
The moment I hear
scary movies are really funny.
Hilarious. The right ones. All that yeah. spirit stuff. I don't got time for it.
Do you have any more movies?
No, I'm done.
How was Halloween for you when you were younger?
Ooh. I really appreciate my mother for allowing us to fully, my aunt and my mother for allowing us to fully participate in Halloween. The costumes, going to door to door. That's when Halloween was fun for a child. The late 90s, early 2000s.
We got to go trick-or-treating in the dark, actually.
The dark. They didn't have, well, they had a time. It wasn't really... It wasn't like 2 hours or something like that. They just right. be like, Halloween starts at this time, and it was usually dark
right.
outside.
Right.
Not the sun's still out, and that's not fun nowadays. I would hate to be a kid trick-or-treating nowadays, but I guess the daylight savings is coming because it's starting to get a little...
Yeah, it gets dark around like 7.
Right, and that's when, and then by 8, that's when everybody...
But trick-or-treating nowadays starts at 4 o'clock. Kids get out of school because people are in. I understand, you know, people are crazy these days. And it's just like you got the clown situation. I think that's when it all started with the time.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous. Why take the fun out of Halloween like that? That doesn't make any sense at all. And I remember my cousin's neighborhood. And every house had some kind of decoration.
Yes.
Every single house
I had used to some love, kind of decoration. Well, since you said you were talking about when you were younger, your mom used to get... Did you get actual, like, legit costumes? Or did you have to kind of, like, make it up?
The first costume that I remember, I was Batman. And it was an actual...
Costume.
It was an actual costume.
I've never had an actual costume until I got to college, and I borrowed that from the royal court. Closet.
He was a queen for Halloween? Well,
remember Flappers? Me, Candace, and Taylor, we were the three.
I remember
Flappers.
That. I remember that night.
Yup. Ooh, I was turned. My first time ever getting drunk. Like drunk, hangover drunk.
And boy.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I was younger, my mom never bought. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
When I was younger, my mom never got us like legit costumes, mm-hmm. but my mom, she would get us like face paint and told us, you know, go crazy with it.
Dope.
Or, you know, me and my sisters, we would always go in the closet and like make something, like cut up something or do something. Nima was a ghost one time. I was Missy Elliott one time. I remember, do you remember that costume party they had at FSU one year?
Nope.
there was a costume party and I was Janet Jackson. I had like the shoulder, I had this, it was something that was already in my closet. Well, you know, the pointy shoulder. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that dress. It was something else, like this jacket type thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody loved it. I had my hair like how she would, you know, how back she wears the mohawk.
Yeah.
Yep, I had that.
What year was this?
I think it was my sophomore year. It was 2013.
Why don't I remember this? I don't even remember going.
Same year they had the, remember that year they had the, oh, what was it? The haunted house on in the Lily Gym.
Okay.
I think it was that year.
Okay. I don't even remember going though. Why don't I remember?
And that, it wasn't scary.
I'm sure it wasn't.
But my mom, just like you said, she always allowed us to have the full experience. We went trick-or-treating. My sister, my older sister, would go with us, and my mom would like ride along in the car beside us. Mm-hmm. Oh. And we would, because, you know, my mom, she was overprotective mm-hmm. like that. Right, she's older. Right. And we would walk on the street, and if we wanted to go like to a different neighborhood, we'd get in the car and drive to the other neighborhood and walk the street as she drove.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom was like, all right, y'all, bye. See y'all when y'all get back.
Nah, my mom freedom, wasn't. Mm-mm.
The freedom that my mother gave us, you would have thought we were supposed to be bad kids, as much freedom as she gave us.
We didn't get to do that. I can't remember how old I was, but I think I was in high school when I went trick-or-treating. It was me, my friend from home, Nana, and my sisters. We went trick-or-treating. We was like, we're going to trick-or-treat and forget this. And we mm-hmm. went walking, and we got some candy. People questioned. I'm like, trick or treat, like we can still get some candy too.
Your old ass is doing that.
We in school, like.
And then back then, you didn't have to check your candy. There was never anything on the news that said check your candy.
Really?
Because people are putting needles, or people are putting weed, or
I remember it being stuff about checking your candy back then. It was a huge thing in my house. We had to dump all our candy out when we got home and like check.
Well, with us, we did that as well, but it was just to see what we had. And yeah,
mom be like, if you got anything open, throw it away. If you see anything with holes in it, you can't have it.
Mom, I'll never forgive you. But no,
but it was definitely none of it. It wasn't any of that though. It was never anything open. If it was, I'm sure it was like by accident, like a Starburst pack, like you know the little Starburst the little pack. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it was still mm-hmm. intact.
Right.
Got you. So yeah. I definitely. People loved going trick-or-treating with me because I did not eat my chocolates.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved that.
As soon as I dumped them out, I said, here y'all go. Y'all know I'm not going to eat this.
Would have loved that.
Y'all know I'm not going
to
eat none of this.
I never was one of those lucky ones to get whole candy bars during Halloween.
Nah, not at all.
The mini ones suffice, you know, but.
Always.
I would have loved to get a whole one.
Definitely.
My fat self.
So what would be your ideal, your dream, your... whatever you want to call it, what is that Halloween outfit that you must wear before you leave this earth?
Catwoman.
Ooh.
It's just fierce. Ooh. It's sexy. And my body got to be just right.
Ooh.
Like, that's when that's like my dream. Costumes. That's sexy,
like
right?
That.
Nah, it's got to happen.
I really do like that. Ooh. Mm-hmm. You make things stand up.
Ooh,
we're gonna. mine is not really original. But one day I will. I want it to be from head to toe, either Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger. I think those are mm-hmm. the claw, the knives on the as far as Freddy. I think that would be really.
Mason
will
be scared of you.
Of course. But as far as to fulfill a child...
Maybe we should do that next year. Because you know Homecoming going to be Halloween.
Bronco Wing. Maybe that in...
Now, I probably won't be Catwoman next year, but mm-hmm. I do have some other costumes that I would want to wear. Like
we still got
to
be...
I
want to
be something scary. And of course, I want to do my favorite couple, Gabrielle Union and D-Wade.
Definitely. I'm down for that.
I'm down to do anything. Really, anybody scary.
I really am down for that. I'm trying to fulfill my childhood desires. I would have to definitely do the head to toe Power Ranger.
Aww.
Head to toe.
Which one?
The white one. Either the white Ranger or the green Ranger. But if Mason is in charge, it would be the blue Ranger.
Yeah.
You know,
you would have to be the blue one. He's going to be the red one.
harps on that. He's like, Daddy, you Blue Ranger. I'm like, Mason, I want to be the white one. No, no, you the Blue Ranger. That's your favorite color.
You stuck with it.
Right. We're definitely going to keep the tradition alive when it comes to Mason.
Definitely.
Because it's why take that away from a child?
Now, for all those parents who don't believe in Halloween, my mom, she doesn't believe in Halloween, but she still allowed us to have the full experience. But we also went to events at our church.
Yeah.
Like we would have, what was it called when I was in church? It was called Holy Fest.
Oh, ooh.
You call it something else.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah
Night.
Hallelujah Night. We call it Holy Fest at my church. And when I was younger, oh, it used to be fun. We used to, like, one year when we were at our old church, we had different activities set up, like beanbag toss, even the one where you had to throw it through the hole.
Right.
Did and I get we to dress had up? Cotton candy machines, if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
We had the cotton candy machine, popcorn machine. Like, it was so fun. And then another year we had it at a different building, and we had the same activities, but of course it was a bigger, it was bigger building, and it was more people. And then slowly, you know, as we got up in years, we did trunk or treat one year at my church. That was cool. And then one time, and the same night we did trunk or treat, we had like grilled food that night and fried fish. It was kind of cold outside, but it was worth it. It was fun. We had a bouncy house. But then, you know, as years went on, we haven't done it as much. Mm-hmm. But now that we're in positions, you know, as such, I think we should be able to plan that, you know, with the youth department. Because, I mean, it's important for the kids to have fun still. Right. And, you know, still teach them, you know, that, you know, God is the sweet treat. Whatever.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. It don't matter what kind of candy you get. Just remember that God.
You can dress up as a ghost, but God.
But God will always be number one. And yeah. It's like, what? What? How do you correlate that? But
yeah. I used to always. I'm like, come on, y'all.
At the end of the day. Lord, we this is probably one of the longest.
We got a lot of Halloween memories, but that's it for me, honestly.
That's it for me. I think I'm just excited that we have these mics, so I've just been talking and talking. Because when we used to use the phone.
But all right, let's get over it. Okay, let's get done.
Come on. And now that we got a table,
it wasn't
set
even
up,
like that.
No, it wasn't. We just, I guess. But tell me, this doesn't make you want to talk more?
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah, I feel like I could talk all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap up today's episode.
Yep, that brings us down to the end, guys.
Go ahead and kill it.
Oh, and as you know, I mean, if you don't already know, you better know. If you don't follow us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely
Make
nothing.
Sure you follow Tony and Terrence on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, check out our beautiful website at www.tonyandterrence.com, where you can purchase you a lovely Love Tony and Terrence t-shirt for the low price of $20, because we do
got bills
to this day.
Still
got bills to pay. You feel me? You like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I hear crickets outside. Okay.
Actual crickets.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, that brings us down to the end. Thank you for rocking with us. If you love our new sound, make sure you comment and let us know, because we hype about it.
And please, please let us know about your experiences with Halloween. Did your parents let you participate, or did you have to go to Hallelujah Night?
Oh, maybe we should make a post this week about so people can drop their Halloween costumes.
Shout out to all the people who have been going to Halloween events and been dressing up and been posting
I'm
your
sure
outfits.
They'll be going on all week. There's actually trick-or-treating downtown this Thursday from 4 to 6.
If you see us 4 to 6.
I told you it was early.
Oh, my God. Oh, I did say I'm going to have to meet y'all there.
Right, and then I'm going to church. Oh. And they're giving out more candy.
Okay, well.
That night.
I guess that works. But as far as the 31st, we're still going to do something, right?
Yeah, okay. Trick-or-treating downtown.
Okay. Ooh, what are we going to get? We got to get Mason something. We're going to get him something. We don't know, but we still got time. So we're just going to head to a Spirit Halloween store. You know what I'm saying? Just pop up like Skittles.
All right, guys. We about to be up out of here. See, Terrence is just rambling. Y'all see, just really loving these mics. It's Tony.
And Terrence. We out.